This is Dabu 7. And guys, we now have a series of events that are showing that something's going on here on the East Coast of the United States and that it's just not right. If these things are drones, it's still not right. The fact that the U.S. military and the FBI and nobody can say what's going on, they don't know what these drones are doing in the area. They don't know where they're coming from or where they're going when they leave. Now in New Jersey, they're saying nightly, hundreds of car-sized drones. And car size is usually the military, but they're not saying anything about this. They're showing up. People have got footage of it. I'm going to share some footage with you guys so you can see what's going on. But this is not right. You do not have drones of this size showing up nightly, flying all around, and no one able to answer what's going on. So it's very suspicious if you ask me. Usually when they're this size, predator drone size, they are military in nature. They're around for hours. One lady describes how she was there at like 2:30 and they got back up at 4 or 5 and they were still there. They're not there during the day. Something huge is going on. They're also around this facility, this military type facility that raises some concern as well. What are they? Who's controlling them? How do they not know where they're coming from? I'm a drone pilot. I know that this government has taken my drone down out of the sky and at times not even let me take off when I'm in restricted airspace. How can they not know who this is? How can they not be picking up their signals and all this other high-tech stuff that goes along with it? It's a huge mystery, and it's happening more and more, and we need answers.
Looks like it's flying pretty low, and from that perspective, it looks very large, right? And all those lights in the sky that you see there, see those lights? Those are apparently drones as well, they say, seeming to fly in a V formation, with the whole saga stressing people out nearby.
We're all completely unnerved. I didn't sleep last night. When I would get up and look out my window at 2 a.m., 4 a.m., they were still hovering. I got up at 5:30 this morning, and they were still there. As the sun was starting to rise, they went back in the same direction they came from. And I expect they'll be back as soon as the sun goes down tonight.
It's normal to see red and green lights in December, unless they're coming from mysterious drones in the night sky.
It's kind of unsettling. They're not up for 15 minutes. They're up for hours. Some are very big, probably the size of a car.
Mike Walsh says he's seen hundreds of them over the past 2 weeks from his Randolph backyard and has the video to prove it.
They kind of go slow. They come towards you. Then they'll change direction a little. They're all going different ways.
The drones have been spotted all over Morris County. Morristown Police sent an alert to residents Sunday saying they are aware of drone activity and that if a drone crashes or lands, do not approach or handle it. The FBI's Newark field office would only say it is working with other law enforcement agencies to figure out what's going on, but at the moment doesn't have enough information to share.
A lot of people want to know what's going on. I think more people are coming around to that. Oh, this is going on and maybe it's not good.
Nancy Reed didn't want to show her face on camera, but says she's seen the drones every night since November 18th.
I can see them right out my bedroom window. I can watch them. Last night was about 5:30, so it was earlier. But it's normally anywhere between like 7:30 and 10:30, they're out here. Never during the day. Nobody ever sees them during the day.
One thing she hasn't seen is the normal air traffic she's used to, and she doesn't understand why.
We're in the fly pattern going to like Morristown Airport and Newark, and we used to see a lot of planes coming back and forth. You don't see them anymore.
Now, we also reached out to Picatinny Arsenal because of reports that the drones were flying over the military base. So far, we have not heard back.
And at this rate, they're probably not going to hear anything from anyone. And it's highly suspicious. You just heard the woman say that the flight patterns have changed on the planes as well, which to me isn't a coincidence. It shows that something is going on here. We have got hundreds of car-sized drones showing up out of nowhere over neighborhoods in New Jersey, and the people are freaked out. I'd say that this is pretty major, and the people need to pay attention to what's going on. If not, you just ignore stuff like this, you could get taken over in a day. when you've got hundreds of car-sized drones, which, again, lean toward the military side of things, there's no way this government and others don't know what's going on. Their refusal to say what's happening is even more suspicious. This is the latest. If you guys see anything out there, let me know. Dapu7@yahoo.com. Tag me on X. And I'll make sure to report it. This has been Dapu7, man. Y'all stay sharp out there. Eyes to the skies.